Good evening, Audioboo. Dean Reed here. It's the third day of February 2013, and once again, I'm going to answer both questions, one set by Audioboo and one set by Jonathan Sawyer, who is at SawyerGB. The question by Audioboo today is the day the music died, and do I remember the events of 1959 when the plane crash killed Buddy Holly and the other person that I can't remember the name of? I'll quickly answer that one. Sadly, no. I was born in 1983, so that's a little bit before my time, unless I'm reincarnated and for some reason... Yeah, anyway, forget that one. I was going off on a tangent there, trying to be sarcastic, but it didn't actually work that well. But I do remember two instances where the music died for me, in a sense that two artists that I was a real big fan of died, and I remember where I was at the time. When I heard the news about Michael Jackson's death, that was quite a big shock. Although Michael had fallen from grace by a huge amount, I mean, he was perhaps one of the biggest childhood music stars for me. We actually went to see Michael Jackson at Roundhay Park in Leeds on the, I think it was the Dangerous Tour. I was talking with at Jay Bramley about this the other day, and I can't remember off the top of my head now which tour it was, but it would have been around about 1991, and it was actually Jay that told me about it. I was at home, and he said, quickly turn on the news. And there it was, Michael Jackson dead. And yeah, quite vivid memories of that, actually. The other person that I was a huge fan of, and still am, is Gary Moore. I remember where I was and how I found out about that. I was waiting in line to collect a Chinese takeaway, not too far from where I am now, and I was quickly time-wasting, and I went on the Thin Lizzy website, and there was a link to a tweet there by Scott Gorham, and it was saying, rest in peace, Gary Moore, and that was quite a big shock as well, because we went to see Gary play at the Hammersmith Apollo. That would have been in 2009, possibly. And I was really looking forward to hopefully going to see him again, but sadly not. Okay, so they were two instances there where music died for me. But I'm sorry, I don't remember the original event that was asked in the question. I don't like that song either. I hated the Madonna version. It was one of those things that was played on the radio way too much, and it just grated on me. Anyway, next question. Jonathan Sawyer at SawyerGB's question is, introvert or extrovert? Discuss. Well, that's quite an easy one for me. I'm an introvert. I was listening to a Boo around about half an hour ago from Pilgrim Chris discussing this issue, and I think maybe I'm similar to Chris. I can turn it on and off in social situations, but at my core, I'm an introvert, really. And I'm going to mention the place again, but Australia, when I went over there in 2003 and 2004 for 9 months, that was a moment where I really came out of my shell, I feel. And a lot of my UK family have all said that it was a huge benefit to me as a person to go out there and spend some time in a place where I didn't really know anyone. I knew my father's side of the family a small amount, really. I didn't know them that much. And I went over to stay with them. And if I'd not got up and out, I probably could have stayed in the house for 9 months and not gone anywhere, but I got a job, I met friends, and I used to go out with friends, and it was great. But I am an introverted person. Is that even a real word, or have I just made that up? I'm an introvert, definitely. I would love to be a little bit more an extrovert, a bit more confident, Public speaking, that's one of the things that I know I need to work on. No problem with public speaking when it's people that I know or work colleagues, etc., etc., but I envy Phil. I know Phil has done some talks about social hiking and social media, etc. And also we've got the amazing Christian Payne documentary here on Audioboo, and I admire those two gents for being able to stand up in front of a huge crowd and do talks. Okay, so that was it. That was day three of February 2013. Okay, it's 23:50, so it won't be long before I'm recording my next installment. Bye for now.